You know, some of the powder clouds are able to travel up to 200 kilometers an hour. That can obviously hit you, and it can blow you and strike you into something. Conversely, if you're skiing around or hiking around in snowshoes and you trigger an avalanche, well, then that same thing, that slab of snow that you're sitting on is going to gain speed quickly, and it may drag you into trees or other things that actually strike up against you while you're, you know, hitting speed, and they can obviously break bones and whatnot. And then there's also the potential to get buried in an avalanche. And if you're buried in an avalanche, obviously breathing is a bit of an issue because you're buried down in snow. And it's not just kind of like loose, fluffy snow. It's very packed, high-density snow that doesn't have a lot of air in it. So if you can imagine, like, when the snowplow in the grocery store pushes snow up against sort of the side of a building to clear out a parking lot, it's that density. It's quite hard, thick, dense snow when the avalanche kind of comes to a stop. And if you're buried, it's hard to breathe in that.